All right, we'll get back to business momentarily. A lot to unpack in the National Football League. So with it, an NFL Blitz.
So one thing I wasn't able to get to yesterday regarding the NFL was the international game in Brazil. I think fans were robbed of a great game. You know why? Because they were slipping and sliding all over the place. Why does the NFLPA continue to just fold and allow this stuff to happen? We have to end these games.
Oh, I know the answer. Greed. Satisfied?
That was a great matchup that we got robbed of because they're slipping and sliding everywhere.
Look, they don't care. They're going to send players halfway around the world. They're going to put the Green Bay Packers 2 hours away from the venue in a hotel because they don't care. They're going to play on dangerous playing surfaces because they don't care.
Two teams who wear green in a stadium that doesn't allow green. Yeah. No, like really, nobody thought this thing through, but David, it's going to keep happening. Just like you're now seeing games in London, Germany, Brazil. They're not going to stop till they get a game in Tokyo. There will be a Tokyo game. They want a worldwide brand, so it's never going to stop. Plain and simple.
Let's get to the Jets from last night. We're going to ignore those 49ers from last night.
No, how can you ignore the privilege? You found a guy at Lowe's, and he goes 27 for 148 against the Jets, of all people. I quit.
Okay. Or maybe you just got a GM who can go out and find people. If he played for this team, people go, oh, yeah.
Privileged.
It is.
What?
But the part I want to focus on are the
Don't
Jets.
Don't nod your head, Kenny.
but not the Aaron Rodgers or the offense part. We saw the struggles that they had. I want to talk about the defense. Did not have McCaffrey for the 49ers, and yet the Jets got pushed around.
That's the key.
Out-schemed. Mason looked like he was Christian McCaffrey, and they gave up 8 straight scoring drives.
And again, the Niners, all jokes aside, got whatever they wanted. Oh, it's 2nd and 12? No problem. Guys are sitting in the zone, wide open. Look.
Yeah, Sauce, for some reason, sat for a little bit.
Oh, no, but you know, Lisa Salters couldn't be bothered to ask about it. Lisa, why are you there? We're coming out of halftime. Jets say there's nothing wrong with Sauce. He's not hurt. He's received no treatment. Then why is he sitting on the sidelines? What is a sideline reporter's job if you're not going to ask the only question anyone gives an F about? Now, to the point of the team. I think there is an actual chance neither Daboll or Saleh finish the season. If you're Robert Saleh and you are a defensive whiz, you're a defensive genius, you cannot have your side of the ball look that way.
Yeah,
Rico, that was preposterous.
It was without Christian McCaffrey. That's just it. They made Jordan Mason, like, at that point, you're thinking to yourself, Christian, you could probably take the next couple of games off. If Mason's going to be this good, we'll see you at the bye week. Take the next month off. It was what?
Oh, I'll just sit the best player on the planet because my 5th string can collector's so good.
No, Privilege. The offensive line, Williams came back and you see why he got his money. Nobody was getting around him. They were opening up holes and it was just like, you're right. Anybody could have just ran and kept picking up yards because the Jets weren't offering any resistance.
Sure thing, Lord Mountbatten.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Let's touch on the Texans.
Get those machines back on.
Yes,
those machines back on.
Yes, the Texans won, but two things. Offense, Stroud was pressured 38% of his dropbacks and sacked 4 times. Defensively, the defense allowed the Colts to throw 3 50-plus yard completions, including a 60-yard touchdown pass. What's more concerning, the offense giving up sacks or the defense giving up those big plays?
I'll say the offense. C.J. Stroud, the vertical passing game, that's the sauce. Mm-hmm. Look, defensively, it was why I said I didn't buy into the Anthony Richardson slander in the preseason. Can we let this man play a game? And he flashed some of that ability. So I would say the O-line.
The touchdown scramble. Yeah, you're right. The O-line, you got to keep him protected because if he's right, the vertical game is what the Texans want to do. They got the receivers, especially bringing Diggs there. So, yeah, offense, that's the concern.
Speaking of concern, I'm not going to dive deep into all the numbers here, but there's some numbers out there for Kirk Cousins that maybe is panic or maybe they're being patient coming back from injury to where he dropped back the least and movement-wise in his entire career in this game on Sunday. He under center in his career, he's been over 25% under center or more, 0% under center in that game. They use pistol formation a lot so he can just hand it off.
I think it's the Achilles.
Okay, panic or?
I'm not panicked, but I would have a quick trigger because I'm not going to put a guy off an Achilles who looks older than he is out there. Yeah. Kirk Cousins did not give them a chance to win.
Yeah, and that's just it. In the NFL, when man, it's like when you age out, it happens quickly, and I like to call it the Sean Alexander effect, where you go from being at the top of the league to, oh, boy, this guy looks old. That was Cousins, and he has to know, okay, they took a draft pick in Michael Penix Jr. with the first round for a reason. And yeah, coming off the Achilles, I don't think he's all the way healed. So they're trying to make it easy for him. Going to put you in the pistol. You don't have to drop back as far. I mean, good for you of finding that stat, but it's just one of those, they're trying. It feels like they're biding time until they say, yeah, we're going to do Penix. Kind of what Pittsburgh did with the quarterback. You knew who was going to be the quarterback, but they had to give the charade. No. It's not going to be Justin Field. No. It's Mr. Dangerous.
Another stat here. This is a Bo Nix-related stat. He was one of nine throwing between 11 to 20 yards against the Seahawks, which was minus 45% of what was the expected completion percentage. Is there trouble there, or is this just a rookie on the road for the first game?
This is a rookie on the road. I mean, every rookie quarterback, I know, in the preseason, we all like, oh, look at what they did against vanilla defenses and not going against starting defenses. When you play in week one, these games count. They're going to come up with a scheme to stop you, to make your life difficult, and to say, welcome to the league, Rook. And that's why you saw all of the rookie quarterbacks, none of them look great. They just looked in over their head, and the game was a lot faster than it was when they played it on Saturday, playing it on Sunday.
David, the game should have looked a lot worse. They got not one but two first-half safeties, granting them two advantage possessions in good field position. That game was much worse than it led on. Look, Knicks was horrible, but I'm with Rico. So is Caleb. I'm not going to make determinations after 1 week. I'm just not doing it.
Well, can we make a determination on a veteran? We'll close out with this one.
Because, yes, Daniel Jones sucks. Next.
No. Justin Herbert threw just 67 yards, the fewest of his career in the first half, total of 144, but they did rush for 135, J.K. Dobbins did.
Hate to say I told you so. Harbaugh ain't changing, guys, and it doesn't matter how wonderful Justin Herbert is. They want to run the ball, then they want to run it again, and then they're going to run it some more. So Herbert better get used to it. This is the Harbaugh way, and honestly, it's going to be their best way moving forward to try to win games.
And I also wonder how much is that plantar fasciitis kicking in? Like, you know, it takes a while to heal from that, so maybe that's why he's not comfortable throwing the ball. But yeah, like Mike said, that's Harbaugh wants to run the ball.
And they also came into the game with not one receiver over 1,000 yards in their career.
Their best receiver is Josh Palmer. I mean, Ladd McConkey's a rookie. Do you want to bring up Quentin Johnson, who's been a total zero in the league so far?
Such a disappointment.
They're running the ball. David, he's going to recreate or attempt to recreate what he had in San Francisco. And Greg Roman is a wonderful offensive coordinator, and he's the guy who helped launch Colin Kaepernick's career. He launched Lamar's career. Midstream Lamar's rookie year, rebuilt the whole offense around his abilities. It's what Michigan should do if they're going to play
Orgy. Yeah, you're exactly right about that.
If you're going to do it.
That is In Football Today.